My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about seven risks of going out on your own. But first, we should define what going out on your own means. Going out on your own means you're actually fully all in on your business, right? You are not having anything else kind of support you. And truly, you're not relying on anybody else, right? So Neil and I wanted to talk about this because we've done business for quite a while. Neil, well, you're yawning, so I'll go first. So I'm making Neil tired. Sorry, guys.
No, it's early. We started recording really, really early and we're on different time zones. So it's easier for Eric than me.
That's true. That's very true. So the number one risk, number one from my side is if you're going to go out on your own, to my point earlier, nobody's going to come save you. The government's not going to come save you. There's no paycheck that's going to come save you. You burnt all the ships and you're taking all the risk on yourself. And what that means is there's going to be a lot of struggle in the early days, right? So if you are not ready mentally, if you're not taking care of yourself physically, which then affects your kind of mental health, you're going to be in for a long ride and it's not going to be fun, right? So you better be prepared to fight a lot of the kind of trials that are going to come your way. We'll just put it that way.
Number two, you won't have steady money. So if you don't have savings, you know, figure out how to cut costs. And if you do have savings, still figure out how to cut costs because you need to be able to have everything last a while or your money lasts a while so you can keep doing your own thing for much longer and you have more swings at it or attempts at it.
Number three, some people might worry about this. I certainly did in the early days, but other people are going to judge you and you might look quote unquote stupid, right? So what I mean by that is for some people that worry about kind of what the public thinks or what their friends and family are saying, you're going to have naysayers in the early days. I remember when I first started, my mom was like, are you sure that's for you? Shouldn't you go get your MBA, right? And, you know, I had friends that would be like, oh, like, are you sure you should be doing that? Like, shouldn't you like get more experience, right? So they're all coming from a good place, but just understand that there could be scenarios where mentally people are going to be saying things and you have to have really tough or really thick skin to be able to power through that.
You all always have mentorship when you need it. And here's what I mean by mentorship. When you work at a company, something goes wrong, you have a boss or you can talk to other people and they'll help you solve it. When you're on your own, you got to figure it out on your own. And yeah, you can hit people up, but what you'll quickly learn is even people who you think are really good friends, when you need them in a time of need for like business advice or help you get through something, a lot of people won't always be there. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people will be there though, which is a good side. But you have to be willing to be able to figure it out on your own, and you can't rely on others.
Number five, you could lose everything on a much quicker time horizon than you thought. So we've done episodes in the past where we talk about how long it typically takes to succeed in business. And it's usually around 3 years or so, unless you hit lightning in a bottle. If so, congrats to you. But just understanding that, hey, you could run out of money a lot faster and you have to prepare accordingly.
Number six, you have to be ready for really, really, really long hours. No one really talks to you about that. And mentally, it can get to you and you can end up getting burned out, which is a huge risk. And then you may want to end up giving up. So make sure you're passionate about whatever you're doing, because if you're passionate, you're less likely to burn out and you're going to be more likely to keep pushing forward.
Number seven, when you're starting out, especially if you're alone, you're doing it all. You are the janitor. You are figuring out how to get sales. You're doing the marketing. And if you're doing the agency, you're probably also doing the work as well. So it's a very feast or famine type of situation. And that can really, really a lot of things we're talking about in these first seven, and maybe we'll do another seven risks maybe sometime later. But it all comes down to mindset at the end of the day. If you can fortify your mindset, you're going to be able to get through these situations, because this is kind of the ticket to reaching business success, right? So that would be number seven. And look, if you want to de-risk yourself on this, we've put together something for you. We put together a video on a couple of business secrets that we've learned. If you want to build your dream business, go to marketingschool.io/training and we will catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.